across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Keane with Somewhere Only We Know. Just coming up to 10:30 on Phoenix 98 FM. And as promised, I'm joined on the line by one of the Condriacs. We will be speaking to Tony as well in a little while. But I'm joined by Pete from the Condriacs. A very good morning, Pete.
Morning, Michelle. How are you doing?
Very, very well. Lovely to hear your voice. Pete, you've got a brand new EP mini album out.
Well, the album's called This Game.
Condriacs, just give us a little bit of background about the Condriacs, if people don't know who you are.
Well, we're very local, and me and Tony, we met through our youngest children. That sounds like we had children together, we don't. Our two separate children were in the same class together. And we met, and Tony was a London cabbie and a poet, and a very good poet as well. And he would sit, obviously you're sitting on the taxi ranks for hours, and he would sit and write. I mean, he had books and books of poetry. When I met him, I'd got back into songwriting after many years. And it just happened at the right time, and I started working with him, putting his lyrics to music. What we didn't realise at the time is what voice he had, which he seemed to be hiding.
Yeah.
Because the voice is stunning. And then we ended up on your show, which kind of gave us a real boost because we didn't really know how seriously to take it. We're just a couple of old guys messing around writing songs together. And you kind of really gave us a lot of encouragement. And then we started taking it a bit more seriously. And then sort of fast forward, what's that, about 2016 maybe it was?
Yeah.
Fast forward to now, and we've kind of grown to about 81,000, I think it is, on social media. And this is our sixth album.
Yeah.
Which it kind of blows us away, really.
Yeah. And you've got such a great fan base. I mean, it isn't just the Condriacs Facebook page. You've got fans all over the world, but you've got a community as well. And you've got, people interact with each other outside of the Condriacs and have made friendships through a Facebook page too.
Yeah, they certainly have. And they're definitely, we'd call them friends as well. And obviously, it's really hard to be friends with 80,000 people, but there's kind of a core base of people some of them have found us more recently, but a lot of them were there right from the beginning, supporting us and encouraging us, and they're very much our sounding board as well. They're very much on the inside of this, and you know this is true as well, Michelle. So when I do a live and I'll chat with them, I'll be bouncing ideas about what we're planning to do, and they're very much involved in the thought process on where we take our music and what we do with it next.
Yeah, it's very modern, isn't it? It's a modern approach now to the industry, because before we've talked about ageism in the music industry. And
My goodness, have we? Yeah.
and the point is that music is now accessible for everybody. And not everybody who is over the age of 30, 40 or 50 wants to listen to music made by 20-year-olds. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. There's some fantastic young artists. I'm going to be playing one a little bit later called Alike. They're brilliant. They're 18. They're amazing. But the point is, music is there for everybody, and there is a market for everybody, no matter if you're out there and you're in your 50s and 60s and thinking, I don't know what to do, I've just lost my job, do something else. There's always going to be somebody that will want what you've got.
Yeah, the world has changed phenomenally, and the music business, and in particular if you don't mind me saying, the radio media are a little behind, because what they're not spotting, and definitely your show is the exception to this, but what they're not spotting is people that have massive fan bases, but they're not known outside of that fan base. That's how bubbles work on social media.
Mm.
And so you've got big radio stations not even aware that you've got artists, and I'm not talking about ourselves here, you've got artists with a million people following them.
Yeah.
But they're not signed, and because they're not signed, they are never played on radio stations.
Mm.
So nobody outside of that bubble ever hears about them.
Yeah.
So are they famous or aren't they? Well, they are, but because they're not played on a thing that people are used to, they're therefore nobody's, as far as the general public is concerned.
Yeah.
And also, I think that's how the radio stations see it as well.
Mm.
The crazy thing is that a lot of the artists, and including friends of mine that I've got to know through doing this, I've got bigger followings and bigger ratings than the radio stations that refuse to play them.
Yes, yep, definitely. Yeah, we've discussed this, you can tell, can't you?
Yes, and you can see the passion coming through in my my voice about it. And I think the thing about it is this isn't about us. So if you think about what does it mean to be a new artist, well, there's two types of new artists. There's people that are breaking new ground and creating the new music, which people of my age tend to say, oh, well, that's no good, that's not proper music. It is. It is proper music. It's just that it's after our time, just like our music was after our parents' time. That's the cycle that this goes through.
Yes.
But there's also a massive market out there that love the thrill. And if you're listening to this, think about the last time you found an artist that you fell in love with, and that excitement about listening to new tracks from them and getting to know them. It doesn't matter how old you are, that buzz is just as big as it was when you were 18.
Yes.
The problem we've got is that, generally speaking, if you're over the age of 50, if you want to listen to music, you can only listen of a particular genre that fits typically the age group, and I know there's exceptions, so you can only listen to old music.
Yeah.
You can't listen to. So this isn't even just about radio stations playing music for a certain age. It's about them breaking artists for that age group.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I think is missing at the moment. Whoa, where did that come from?
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm glad we got onto that subject. I mean, we can cover it a lot more. I know, I'm sorry, I've set you off on the wrong path.
I'm not going to say anything about that, that's for sure. You can't make me.
There we go, he just did. We're going to be talking to Tony, who is the other half of the Condrieks, in a little while, after this first track. It's the 7 tracks on this, so it is a mini album, it isn't just an EP. How did it come together during lockdown?
Well, yeah, I mean, crazy to have even attempted it during lockdown, really. But this is the trouble: is once you build a fan base, you do have a commitment to create new music for them. And I would say how it came about primarily was because of the hard work of Ed Rome. And I know that the people that listen to this show will know Ed Rome because you play some of his fantastic music.
Yeah.
And he worked really hard because there were big chunks of time where we weren't allowed in the recording studio. And so without him, it would never have been completed.
Yeah.
But it goes beyond that because, I mean, you know the talent of that guy. And it definitely makes us sound better than we are, and we like that. So surround yourself by good people. That's what I was always told. Makes you look great.
Yeah.
But where it came about was a little song called This Game of Love that we wrote a couple of years ago and recorded on the phone. And that actually was put on our social media site as a little unreleased song. But it had a real kind of retro soul feel to it. And we really liked it. And we started playing it live occasionally. And we thought we really should do something with it. And because of that, we then had this song that had a real retro soul feel to it. So we started thinking about what songs we could write to go together as a collection. We've ended up with 7 songs. And they're all soul, but they're different styles of soul. So we've got Stack Soul, you know, there's kind of an Otis Redding feel to some of them.
Yep.
I would say that This Game of Love is, you know, if you talk about younger, contemporary and incredibly talented artists like Michael Kiwanaku, that kind of retro soul is the feel for some of these songs.
Mm.
And we're really proud of it. And it grew. It was going to be 5 songs, but we couldn't resist putting an extra 2 on there.
Now, if people want to get hold of the EP, just go along, just type in the Condrieks. You'll find them on Facebook. You can join all their groups and you'll be able to get a physical copy of the album. And then it will be available on download as well.
Well, they could, yeah, this is going to be slightly different for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm.
This is already available for pre-order on CD. We're just about to have the CDs created, so if you pre-order it, you'll have to contact us on Facebook to do that at the moment. And we will also have downloads available, but as it stands, it's not currently going to be available anywhere else.
Yep.
We've learned our lesson.
Good.
Spotify does nothing for
us. Let's not get onto Spotify as well.
Well, Spotify is fantastic for consumers.
Yes.
It's just not a great thing to do as an artist because what you do is you effectively give all your money away for free, which is fine, but you've got to somehow pay to make new music.
Yes.
And I know that's something that you say a lot about.
Yeah.
And I don't think people realise that, you know, we always say, please come to us. If you want to download the music, please come to us to do it. If you do that through iTunes, they'll take half of the money that you pay. Yeah. And bearing in mind that they haven't advertised it.
Mm.
So we've done the marketing, we've done all the work to find the person that likes the music, and then they go to a site who gets half the money for it. And the question there is, why do they deserve half that money?
I've started you off again.
Oh, Michelle.
This is meant
only
to be. This
only
meant to be.
At the moment, he's going to go, oh, why did they put him on first? They should have put me on first. I'm going to catch his. Nice and fluffy and talking about lovely things.
Well, we're going to look forward to talk to...
Pete would have run out of time.
Well, we're going to play this game, love. I'm going to play this. This is from the brand new EP mini album called This Game. This is called This Game of Love. Thanks very much to Pete. Rock on.
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for your support.
And we will be talking to Tony next.
See you later.
See you later, love. Bye. 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 Super track that is This Game of Love by the Condriacs, and that vocal there, that beautiful vocal, is by our man who's on the phone now. It is Tony Slaven from the Condriacs. Good morning.
Morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm all right. We were just laughing off air. We went on to ageism. We went on to Spotify problems with Pete there. Got him very, very involved.
I love how Pete, he gets deep, doesn't he?
He does. He does. He'll be sitting in his van laughing. Now, you're the voice behind the Condriacs. You and Pete co-write everything together. You do a lot of the lyrics as well. How many songs do you write? Because you've always got a notepad with you. It started off in your black taxi, didn't it?
Do you know what, Michelle? In the black taxi, you're sitting on ranks and stuff like that. So you end up just picking your book up and writing stuff. And I always used to, off a couple of our last albums, there's songs there like Bullet Man that was written about somebody around King's Cross Station, one of the fellas on the street there. I always find little subjects and just want to write. I just love writing.
Mm, yeah, and your lyrics are always interesting. You write some incredible lyrics. You really do. You're a talented guy. Both of you together, it's like a match, made in heaven working together. So this EP, mini album, how is it different, this game, from the other stuff that you've done?
I think this is some of the best stuff that we've done here, obviously because of Ed Rome as well, and his amazing talent. That man just brings songs, from the bottom level to the top, I think, anyway.
But yeah.
Obviously that song, that album, with the retro style, I've always loved, I always listen to that sort of music anyway, And I said to Pete, should we try and write one like that? And when we put it to Ed was excited about it. And I really love it that he gets excited. He's been in the game a long time.
Yeah.
To actually see him excited, it excites us even more. So it makes us work harder at what we do,
Yeah, yeah. It's the enthusiasm, and you do need that. It's the glue, isn't it, that pulls everything together.
We feel lost at the minute. We can't get together, and we usually do live feeds going out to you know what we do.
Yeah,
out to so many thousand fans across the world. I've been doing them indoors and singly, and just trying to keep things going because I know they're out there, and we do help a lot of people with our music. It's not just our music. It's a fan base. It's an actual family.
Yeah.
We know. I got a message today from Jackie Martin, which she's one of our patrons there. It's been a fan of ours for a long time, and she's a lovely lady. And we wrote her a song as well. And it was about her son who she lost. And it's like a real warm therapy from us to them. So we've brought people from dark places and brought them into the light. And this morning I got this message from her about another patron of ours. And the message is so long. It goes for two pages. It's incredible how we've pulled him out of this place where he's been for a long time, And for that, as a songwriter and a storyteller, really.
Mm.
Me and Pete are just overwhelmed by stuff like that, and that's what makes us do it even more, really.
Yeah, and you've got such a great, as I always say, you've got such a great fan base, and it's a family. Mm. It really is like a community, and you're approachable. And I think that was probably in the past when you would have liked an artist, you couldn't get to them. And now it's great that you do lives. Pete does the lives as well. You've done live gigs when we were allowed to have, you know, gigs where you two could meet up. At the moment, it's pretty much can't do that anymore.
I mean, how nice was that? We done it in a farmer's field.
Yeah.
Just set up and went live, didn't we? And you came over as well and sang for us.
Mm. Glad you added that bit to it. That didn't sound quite right, that beginning sentence. Sorry, Caroline.
But, you know, Michelle, even with you, you know, you've set us on the road. You've given us opportunities on the radio. You've become a wonderful, wonderful friend who we love. And, you know, even yourself, your voice is amazing as well. Everyone says it. And you've appeared on a lot of our songs, which we absolutely love.
Yeah,
you know, and our fans love. So
yeah, it's great.
We appreciate you as well. Yeah,
we loved that. The summer little songs were just beautiful. And I'm, you know, fingers crossed that once we get out of this COVID, and we were saying earlier, we all know somebody who's had COVID. It seems to be getting nearer and nearer.
Yeah,
whereas I didn't know anyone with COVID, and then suddenly everybody's going down with it. So, you know, hopefully we can get these vaccines into us, and then we can get back to some sort of normal life and get back out to the venues.
I mean we've been going through it last few weeks. Our you know, my niece's husband, Gary Letts, he came down with COVID, got rushed into hospital, was on ventilator. All the family really worried, because you don't know what's going on. You know, they're just whipped away and put on ventilators. You can't talk to them, you know, and the NHS are overwhelmed. And but luckily, you know, thank God, he's coming out of it, which is good. Yeah,
and we do wish him all the best. Now, if people want to get hold of the EP mini album, Pete's already said go to the Condrets on Facebook. That's the best place to go, because we've already talked about the Spotify. Then Pete kind of went, so we won't mention that. And the thing is, Spotify, iTunes, all those things are really great. But just so you understand that if you're a musician and you've put all the money into making an album, if you sell a CD, at least you can get some of it back if it comes directly from you. If you download the music, as Pete said, you end up with half.
That's it. You end up losing the money, you know. Mm. And the money is important. You need to, you know, to get this album done, it costs money, you know.
Mm.
And it's you know, we were very lucky on this album that we set up a crowdfunding thing, and it paid for it. So it is amazing when we've got that following that actually, you know, helps us with stuff like that, which is amazing.
Mm.
But you know, for me and Pete, you can't keep doing that, because it costs a lot of money to do.
Mm.
You know, so you really do need them CD sales, and you know, in whatever form they come. So yeah, so come to us.
And also, Pete is the post. Pete the postman is always out doing. He's posting CDs off all around the world all the time. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, he's a machine.
Yeah,
and he's unreal. You know, and do you know what, Michelle? Me and him, we are relentless at this. You know, as soon as, I mean, right through Christmas, we've been talking about new stuff, what we're going to do online. We've done courses, and you know, it's incredible. How much Pete drives, you know, he drives and drives. And then from my end, I've probably wrote another 15 songs I've got here on my iPad, ready to go again, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because we write Patreon songs every month. When you become a patron of ours, we send you a free song every month, written especially for the patrons, which no one else gets, you know. So we're constantly doing stuff all the time, you know, but because we haven't been able to get together, it's been a little bit hard, yeah.
But hopefully it'll change a little bit later this year, and then the dynamic duo will be back doing their lives together, which will be
great.
That'll
be wonderful, and then we can obviously have a little sing-song with yourself, which would be nice.
Yeah, get in that field. Oh, sorry, to sing is what I meant to say. That's going to make me laugh for the rest of the day.
And one day we'll have that takeaway, won't we?
Yes, we've got to have the curry. Yeah, tell Caroline, get the curry ready. When we're allowed to, I'll be straight
we're
over.
To meet up. It'd be lovely, yes.
It's great to talk to you. I'm going to play Game Changer. Tell us a little bit about this track.
Oh, Game Changer is a really, for me, it's probably my favourite off the album. And it's just got that soul and Motown feel mix. I think this, for me, I've been brought up on that sort of music, you know.
Mm.
You know, Northern Soul, the whole blend. I think that's got the whole blend, that song. And it's just, and obviously keeping it in with the album, you know, the title, This Game Called Love, it's all about relationships and stuff, that whole album. And this one is about, I wrote this one because I've always wanted to have an extra day in the week. So if I could get an eighth day,
yeah,
then I could obviously show Caroline a bit more love if I could, because most of the time you're working, you sort of end up passing each other like ships.
Yeah.
And if you hear in the second verse, you'll hear that. But yeah, so I write about real stuff, and that's how I feel, you know. So yeah, and that's what it is, that's where it's come from.
Beautiful, lovely to talk to you. Give my love to your lovely wife Caroline, and you keep well. I'll see you, fingers crossed, soon.
I hope so, Michelle. No, and you're wonderful, girl.
Take care, lovely. Bye.
Bye, darling.
But that isn't enough. And if I somehow could steal a day, that's an extra day's love, and that would be.